Nation.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, of course, coast to coast and all those spots in between. One of our favorites, kicking it around, one of my favorite people from Talk Radio News, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, I'll tell you what, man, I think we all just need to shift somehow. The planet needs to shift, and maybe we all need to move to Hawaii. Do you think you can talk to Ellen into having a station in Hawaii?
I've tried that. I tried Paris. You know, take the snow. I've tried it. Yeah, I think Hawaii would be perfect.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's, you know, this is something we're talking about on the air. We're going to talk about on the air tonight. What's the worst you've ever been snowed in? Have you ever been through a really, really bad blizzard?
Well, 1978, the really, really bad one, I was in Iran, so that was not like America. Yes, I've been in a couple. When I was in Washington, D.C., a blizzard hit one time. Nothing to the extent of what they have now. D.C. was always 12 degrees warmer. I remember getting hit, and I had to stay in Cumberland, Maryland, for almost a day and a half. I remember that.
Cumberland, Maryland. I bet there's a lot of great things to do in Cumberland.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jack Abramoff was in prison there, so that's the only thing in Cumberland.
There you go. That's it. It comes full circle, baby. That's so crazy.
It does.
So, do you think the weather had anything to do with what happened in the Senate today with the debt vote?
Yes, I served 11 years in that wonderful building, and I can tell you, weather in the last day of recess, when you have the planes fired up for the trips or junkets, whatever you want to call them, those seriously have an impact. They really do. When it's a tough situation, it will have an impact. And they were short, and the roll was kept open for an hour in the Senate today, and then Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas, the two leaders, gave Harry Reid, the Democratic leader of the Senate, the votes he needed. Then they shut down Ted Cruz's filibuster. I mean, Cruz didn't get a chance to open his mouth, and they shut him down with a vote, including 12 more Republicans, shut him down, and then the bill passed on a party line, the debt ceiling bill. So it was a lot of drama. But the biggest drama was yesterday when, in the morning, John Boehner, the speaker, at these closed-door conferences they have, you know, there's a couple hundred members there,
yeah,
and they were debating about raising money, and after 30 minutes, he walks up to the mic to quote, give an update, and all of a sudden says, we're going to do a clean debt ceiling bill. It's going to be good till 2015. And he shuts up, and the room, you could hear a pin drop. Nothing. He looks around, he leaves the podium, and he points to a Tea Party guy, and he said, I just took the monkey off your back. You could at least applaud.
And remember, he was, that's crazy, because remember, he was the guy who said, yeah, I always had to tie it to spending cuts. So I wonder if there's going to be blowback on Boehner for that, because he was the guy who was always digging his heels in the sand. So he's caught in that weird place again, isn't he?
Well, sure, because he was the guy that, you know, shut the government down, then after 16 days reopened it with no win. And he turned around and said, hey, our fight's the debt ceiling. So that gave the Tea Party, you know, the great hope. There are fights in the debt ceiling. There was no fight. In fact, the leaders 12 hours before said they were going to put something into the debt ceiling bill, and he just walked up to the mic and reversed it on his own. And I think it puts him in a precarious situation, because it's sort of like he can't make his mind up. Now, I will give him credit for doing something, you know, in a leadership role, realizing that this was going nowhere. But it's going to be an internal food fight. Now, I know from friends on the Hill today that Speaker Boehner also is indicating, look, he saved them from themselves. Now, this is not an issue against them in the election. That doesn't mean that the other issues, immigration, education, minimum wage, that doesn't mean they go away just because the Republicans don't have a problem now with the debt ceiling bill.
Yeah. Yeah, something to keep in mind for sure.
Sure.
I wanted to get your take on Rand Paul. Boy, he's getting a lot of mic time lately. Wonder if he thinks he's on that short list to run for president in 2016. He's suing Obama, the prez, and the top brass national security-wise over the electronic surveillance program, all the stuff that Ed Snowden basically leaked from the NSA. What do you make of this?
he knows he can't sue the president, as he can't be sued either, as I couldn't be sued for anything you do in official action, unless it's, you know, something of a criminal nature. You can't, but you can't be sued for official actions. So this lawsuit is, I would say if it's his, it was his father doing this, because I served with his dad, Ron Paul, that it would be a matter of, you know, if he believes there could be some legalities and legal motions and maneuvers. But I think with Rand Paul's case, this is a publicity thing, and he's, you know, making a point, and I think he's trying to put his name out there as the as a presidential hopeful. You know, and you've got Ted Cruz, who today, of course, got shut down, but mm-hmm. I think Rand Paul is very well trying to position himself to run for president.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure. Stay warm,
thank
my
you.
Friend. We'll talk to you again.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, you heard the conversation there at the beginning talking about the weather. And it's true, you think of these snowstorms, now it is going to be about comparing stories. What's the worst snowstorm or ice storm that you have ever been stuck in? Throughout the show, we can weave them in. I've gotten some on the through the miracle of the Internet, so I'll certainly hit the mailbag up. Or you can give us a call at 855-266-5283. My friends in South Jersey say that their local storm team 4 says they could get anywhere from 2 to 5 inches in some places, 6 to 10, or 10 to 14 inches. New York City is bracing for the bad stuff. 95 will be a nightmare. But all of that story is about to unfold. How about the people in Raleigh, North Carolina, who had to abandon their cars and walk home? Very reminiscent of what happened to the people in Atlanta. Here's what happened. They were told, watching what was happening with the weather, to start, to go home, get home, and leave early. So they all left at one time and caused, just like in Atlanta, monumental traffic jams. They abandoned their cars. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses lost electricity. Now, that includes more than Raleigh, North Carolina. But the North Carolina situation was just like Atlanta's. Snow starts to come down. Everyone leaves work same time, even though they said to stay home because the storm would move quickly. There was a story about a woman who was a couple months pregnant, and she finally decided, after being stuck for about 2 hours driving a few miles, forget it, I'm going to walk home. But, of course, she didn't have snow boots. She had work shoes, a blanket. She did have a blanket, at least in her car, threw the blanket over herself. 4 hours later, she makes it home. She was all over. People interviewed her. She was all over the place. And she said, you know, walking in the blizzard was kind of like being in the movie Dr. Zhivago. Oh, that's brutal. She had a coat that wouldn't even go over her stomach. It wouldn't even fit her. And she's walking home in that. Crazy tales. You might have one of your own. You can share it. 855-266-5283. More details on Snowmageddon Part 5 next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What are you going to do?
All right, that's one woman in New York. Easy for her to say. It hasn't hit yet, but it's starting. And they might get up to 14 inches of snow in New York City. In New Jersey, they're saying the same thing. Almost 4,000 flights have been canceled. It is cold outside, and the weather is frightening, without doubt. Best thing to do, ask the people in Georgia, ask the people in Raleigh, North Carolina, is stay home. It was bad in Tennessee, the Carolinas, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia because they got sleet and freezing rain, too. So the more people on the road, the more chance of problems. About 11 people throughout the South have died because of what's happened with this winter weather. This time around, it's crazy. As for me, I've got three layers and I'm in a house, and I know my friends back east are laughing, but it's 28 degrees, and I have to say I'm not used to 28 degrees, but at least this time around, no ice, no snow. I've been through it as well. I don't think very many of us haven't been touched by it. Some of our friends in the Pacific Northwest and in California, of course, they have the other things that they're dealing with, like mudslides and fires. Oh, and yeah, the possibility of earthquakes and other things that Mother Nature can throw the way of the people that live in the West. But when we talk about what now has happened in 2013 into 2014, that's relatable. People in the South can relate to that. People in the Midwest and people in the Northeast can relate to different versions of it. And I think everybody has their own crazy Snowmageddon story. And now there's a new term, snow rage, because people are freaking out at these grocery stores. I talked about it before, and I've been through this. I want to say it was 2002, and I was living in South Jersey. And there was a terrible snowstorm, just tons of snow. It was a blizzard. It was a whiteout. And I can remember going to the local store, the Acme, and getting, having to stock up on things and watching people in a couple of different aisles really duke it out. I'm saying pull on the products, especially the ground meat, to fight it out for the last package or two. And I thought, man, can we just not eat soup or have cereal for a couple of days? But that's what happens. So now there's a new sad term called snow rage. I mean, the worst, right? I bet you have a story or two. If you want to throw that story at us, I want to hear it. 855-266-5283. Already, I got a response from Charlotte, listening in North Carolina. She says, I am too tired to call. I'm sitting, listening, throwing this at you. It is like hell around here. There is cars abandoned everywhere. I cannot believe that this is my hometown. But what were people going to do? When you're sliding all over the place and there is no way to get around cars, you have no choice but to make a decision. And what a battle it'll be the next day. For me, I ended up walking, but I didn't have a situation with a car. All of my neighbors, three of my neighbors anyway, have that situation where they have to go and recover cars. It's going to be crazy, even in the next couple of days, here in Raleigh. All I can say is that people are very friendly and personable here. Kate, you know, because I know you spent some time in North Carolina in general, and I know that you worked a little bit in Raleigh. So thank goodness and bravo to the people. I hate to take a swipe at Atlanta, but I think that we are handling this much better than they did. All right, so, yeah, all you can do is deal. I mean, you know, you leave, you know, everybody's talking about it. They talked about the possibilities. You go out, you get trapped. I mean, I'm not going to say this again because I feel like a lecturer. And now we go to our guest lecturer on the weather, Kate Delaney. But if there ever was a time to use your noggin and throw some flashlights, water, some food, blankets, a big coat, whatever, boots in your car, it's now. I mean, it's now because all bets are off. Look at a map and say to yourself, I live in the South. This isn't supposed to happen here. And throw that out. Midwest, they certainly know what it's like. In the Northeast, they know what it's like. But still, it's been worse than they've gotten in the past. So use common sense. And if you didn't do it this time around, like these stories, like the one woman pregnant, but the coat doesn't fit, she's walking in high heels, and or not high heels, but work shoes, 4 miles. I mean, that's ridiculous. But what is she going to do? Flop in the car? Well, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. How am I going to survive this? I'm going to start walking because I'm in good enough shape. I'm just going to start walking. And that's what you heard, all kinds of stories like this, where they left cars, walked from home, all that kind of thing. And they did warn the weather people in Raleigh specifically, because that's what people are watching now, the weather people. And they did warn of a potentially catastrophic storm. Potentially catastrophic, with ice possible. Snow in the overnight, which is now happening. Power outages, all that kind of stuff. And I think when you see what's happened, especially this year, and you get a really bad warning, that I think what you need to do is heed that warning. And if you can stay back, you stay back, or you find some other way to get to work so you're not stuck. You don't want to be stuck. All right, let's go to our pal Bud in New Jersey. He's got his own update for us. Bud, how are you doing out there?
It started snowing, Kate, about 10:30 here, and the police, my department, went around telling people they got to move their cars off the road here.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's no place to put them. Where are you going to put them at? You know?
Yeah.
That's their problem there. Another problem they're dealing with through the state, the whole state, is salt. There's a short supply of rock salt for the roads. And they're mixing sand with salt and everything to try to reduce it. And now they're waiting for supplies, I guess. If you go to the store to buy rock salt for your sidewalk, forget it. You're going to have to use your table salt if you have it.
I like that, yeah.
And it just I'm looking out the window now, and it's getting worse and worse as it's coming down. Now, if you remember the blizzard in 1996, okay, it happens every 10, 12 years, major blizzards happen, if you follow the weather. See, because after 96, we started getting mild winters in New Jersey for a while. Then all of a sudden you get, as you mentioned, 2002, I think it was, that whiteout, that blizzard.
That was bad, yeah.
Right. Then it stopped for a while. Then that one winter we had 90 degrees in December right before Christmas, you know, things like this. And then it tapered for a mile, like 40 degrees. All of a sudden, boom, it hits it again every 10, 12 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. It's crazy. I remember all those. I was in all three of those, actually. And it's, you know, you just deal. You don't want to be out in the middle of it if you don't have to be out in the middle of it, though. That's the key thing.
Well, I was on patrol duty in the blizzard of 96. I was stuck working because cops couldn't get in. We're stuck in a trailer. We had to go out. And I said, wait a minute, I got a snowmobile. The hell with the car, excuse the language. I got my snowmobile going back and forth, patrolling the streets.
Smart.
And I was the only cop with a snowmobile, and people
smart.
Didn't believe it. And then I landed up taking nurses to the hospital. Doctors out of the hospital, taking them home. I was going back and forth until I ran out of gas on Route 130.
Oh, 130, that brings back memories. Oh, my. Bud, what a hero. I love that story. I don't think anyone is going to top Bud's story. You stay warm. The fact that he whipped out his snowmobile and started helping people. You know, when I think of the snowmobile thing, that happened before... In Denver, when they got snowed in, they had to use snowmobiles, remember, to get the Broncos on the plains to get them out of Denver. Yeah, it's crazy. Guarantee some others have stuff to share. Do it next here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
Coming up on America Tonight, we'll dive into the politics of the day. Or the things that didn't happen that should have happened out of Washington, D.C. But before we get there, we really opened up a whole can of worms with this storm sharing thing. If you have something you want to share, worst storm you've ever been in, and how'd you handle it, share, please. 855-266-5283. I got this one. Somebody tried to trump what Bud said in New Jersey, that he was the only cop out there with a snowmobile, and that was in 96, and he was helping the hospital. He was helping doctors and nurses and all that kind of stuff until he ran out of gas. I got this one from the Minion, and the Minion says, just caught the beginning part of that, Kate, talking about snowstorms. I've been in many of them, but, of course, I grew up in Colorado, and we're kind of used to that thing here. However, one time it was such an avalanche of snow, power lines were going down and everything else, that finally, out of pure survival skills, I decided I was freezing in my small house, which was about maybe 1,200 square feet. It was a small house, and I decided I had these neighbors who had giant mansions, and I figure if they have those kind of cribs, they must have backup power. So I got on my skis, and I cross-country skied in blinding snow about a mile or so down the road to get into, you know, to go to one of my neighbors' homes. And sure enough, I got there. They were very welcoming. I came in, got a hot cup of something I couldn't identify, and found that they didn't have very much power, but they did have a giant fireplace, and it was pretty warm by the fireplace. I ended up crashing out at their pad, made really a new lifelong friend about 10 years ago. So it turned out pretty good. Sometimes you can meet new people when you're trying to help other people in adverse situations, whether it's the weather or something else, or it could even be, obviously, vice versa. Ciao. Love the show. So that is true. A lot of times, just because maybe you don't, you know how it is now especially, a lot of people, if you're not in that kind of neighborhood where you grew up and you know the people down the street and you know the people around the corner and the development and all that kind of stuff, a lot of times you're in a situation where you know a few neighbors, but you don't know all of them. So when you have a disaster, it is when people try to stick together. And with the snow, it seems like, just like in Atlanta, mostly in the south, what you're seeing is they're not prepared for this kind of thing. And then they're sent to the streets, sent home early, and they're just not piecing this together correctly, and it becomes catastrophic, even though they're warning. Because, you know, when you get ice, you're going to lose power. There's a great possibility, but maybe you don't. But it becomes a disaster in South Carolina. Disaster. Palm trees were covered with thick crusts of ice. What's going to happen there? So in Atlanta and in Georgia, because Governor Deal was so embarrassed by what happened last time, boy, they had 1,000 National Guard troops all over the state. They had state parks opened as emergency shelters. I mean, they were not taking any chances this time around. So Raleigh became the place that wasn't ready for what they got, even though they were warned, they were warned, they were warned. And you had the same situation of people abandoning cars, trying to find a safe place to put them, and walking home, even if it meant hours of walking, because they weren't going to get anywhere stranded in the car. Nobody is going to come and save you. Unless you're really lucky. But nobody was going to help most of those people, because unless it was a fellow, you know, commuters or whatever that got stuck, because the cops aren't going to be able to reach all those people. They're dealing with other emergencies, maybe some, but not everyone. So you can't just sit there in the car. You got to take action. And unfortunately for some, when they took action, they had to walk a very far distance. So the Northeast is getting pounded by snow right now. They say in D.C. could get up to 8 inches of snow. New York City, anywhere from 6 to 14 inches. That's pretty much what they're talking about at this point. The amount of snow is now part of the conversation. And whether or not there is going to be any kind of power outages, lines down, that kind of thing, especially with the ice. And the ice is the thing that I dread. I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a blizzard. I'd rather have just a ton of snow than have the ice. I mean, dealing with the ice is the worst thing. You're white knuckling it if you're trying to risk it to go to work, and or you're just going around the corner. And I've done it. I've done it recently. I did it in December. We had the storm that everybody was talking about across the nation, and it's scary. I mean, it's scary because you really don't know what you're dealing with when you're out there, and you think it's okay, and then you're on an overpass, and it's not okay, and then everything gets backed up, and the backups are bad. They are terrible, terrible backups. If you can stay home and you're in the kind of situation where they're calling for crazy kinds of weather, that is the thing to do. Without a doubt, that is the thing to do. Even though you're going to be doing, if you're a teacher or you're a student, boy, you are going to be making up some serious days in the summertime. Oh, man. I know I always joke about this, but I'm serious. I really think that you're going to have kids that are going to be going to school in New Jersey and in New York until probably the beginning of July. Because they got to make up those days. So if you've got to make up days, when are you going to make them up? You got to make them up in the summertime. Ugh, nothing worse than that, is there? When you want to be out and you want to be... I mean, the summer is just... You feel so... Even when you're a kid, I think, you get paralyzed by sort of this laziness where the warmth washes over you. And what are you focused on? It's really, really tough to focus. And, you know, with the ice, it depends, too, because... Is it just a little amount or is it a thick amount? In some places, if you just get even 3/4 or so of an inch of ice, it can be more than catastrophic. It depends on where we're talking about. But when the Weather Service, the National Weather Service, says crippling, paralyzing, that kind of stuff, I think it's time to stay inside and watch scary movies and blow everything else off. Because it is a fruitless effort. You're not going to make that to the you're not going to make it to the destination. But at least in Atlanta, it's very different from what they had happen in January 28th when you had kids that were stranded all night in schools, and there you're talking about less than 3 inches of snow. And people who had to abandon their cars, they got stuck bumper to bumper. We know that scoop now. So they're wise to it. It's not happening. Okay, they're talking about, let me give you some specifics in the Carolinas and why it was so bad in Raleigh and other places. You had the ice. You had wind gusts 30 miles an hour in a lot of places. Tree limbs that just snapped and power lines that were down. 200,000 homes, businesses, no electricity in Georgia and South Carolina combined. And then so many others in the north, same thing. And here's the deal. When the power goes out, there is no guarantee as to when the power is going to go back on. So a lot of times as you're waiting your turn in line, you could be waiting for a couple of days. And then that's when the hotel rooms book up and there's nowhere to go. And it's sad, some of these deaths that have happened. 3 people were killed. When an ambulance skidded off an icy road in West Texas, and then it caught fire. There was a chain reaction shutdown over the 4-lane Mississippi River Bridge on Interstate 20 at Vicksburg. A tanker leaked some liquid into the river, but nobody was injured, so that's the good news. Earlier this week in Dallas, there was a firefighter who was knocked from the interstate he was working on. It was I-20. He fell 50 feet. Very, very tragic. Had young children. So 11 deaths and all being blamed as a result of ice, snow, storms. As a result of the storms. So all you can do is heed the advice that's coming down the pike to take it easy and just stay home. Just stay home. So Senator Cruz makes the news, but makes the news not for a filibuster, but for being shut down. The debt bill voted on in the Senate after the House voted a clean bill. More details on what happened in the other chamber earlier in the day, on Wednesday, on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In D.C. You heard that at the top with the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Kind of a cliffhanger day, as the Washington Post described it. Then the Senate passes the debt limit suspension. So Mitch McConnell votes to end the potential Republican filibuster before the final vote. And Ted Cruz thought that this was going to happen. He thought that, okay, I'm ready to do it. If I have to do it, I am. I'm ready to go. I've done it before. But before that could happen, they hurried up, and took the vote. And McConnell and Minority Whip John Cornyn came forward. So they ended the filibuster on the legislation, and then that was it. Bum, bum, just like that, it is done. So I think Boehner is out as the House Speaker for what he did on Tuesday, having the clean debt ceiling bill that passed. The Tea Party groups hate him, right? If you're listening and you belong to the Tea Party, you're not happy with Mr. Tan flip-flop man. And I think now Mitch McConnell is on that same hit list. McConnell may have some trouble. So they spurn Cruz, they take the vote. No filibuster. There was a bid to do it, but that's it. So what does that mean? They clear the threshold. It's just a matter of a signature, which definitely happens. And nothing changes in this picture. It's the same as it always is. The Treasury won't default on $17 trillion in federal debt. Ah, $17 trillion. And it doesn't matter who the Treasury Secretary is. This time around, it's Jack Lew. It's going to be havoc in the financial markets if we don't act. What are we going to do? This is going to be disastrous. How can we not do this? Bah, bah, bah. So the House goes for it. The Senate goes for it. And now it's just a signature away. And Cruz was ready to dance. He was ready to do the deed. He did not get the chance. Didn't get the chance. Cruz said afterwards, "Today was a classic victory for Washington establishment interests, and the people who lost today are the American people." He said he didn't regret forcing 12 Republicans into a vote that could hurt them with conservative voters in primaries, in GOP primaries. He said it should have been an easy vote. Should have been an easy vote. So Mitch McConnell will have a hard time being reelected. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Grimes is part of the general election process. That's probably going to be the big challenger. So it's no guarantee he's even back. And they had about 2 o'clock, Republicans came out of a closed-door lunch without a plan for how many were going to join the 55 members of the Democratic caucus to end the filibuster. But they were determined that that was going to happen. They were determined they were going to have the vote happen and create financial uncertainty as the deadline near. They were going to have the vote fail. But there you go. Look what happened. It changed. And McConnell changed his mind. He said he had a chance to visit with a lot of close friends. That made the difference. It's going to be incredibly narrow if he wins his seat back, because there are people that are really upset in Kentucky and Mitch McConnell, and this is just the icing on the cake. So without a doubt, Boehner probably loses the speaker's deal. McConnell may lose his seat. There may be a few other nuggets that come out of this. I don't think he was elected speaker last year, but I don't think it happens this time around. There's too much frustration over Obamacare snafus and now over this whole debt ceiling, because he's walking the plank, and he has fallen in, and there are sharks everywhere. So I'd be stunned if Boehner is back in that same position. I don't think so. Boehner out, McConnell topping the list overall. And that filibuster was expected. I mean, a lot of people thought there was going to be a filibuster, but there wasn't. I just got word from folks in Washington that federal offices are closed on Thursday. Federal offices are closed. The government. Because of the weather in D.C. How about that? If anything was going to get done, it's not getting done now. It's probably smart, because otherwise then you have a logjam of people trying to get in. And there's no reason for that. None whatsoever. That wasn't the only thing that was part of the conversation, because it's break time. Break time means at breakneck speed. Let's hurry up and see what we can do. Let's trot out some big issues and see what can happen. The Senate votes to repeal the military pension cuts. Woohoo! That's a smart thing. I'm glad. Happy about that. And half of Obamacare enrollees, check this out, so they didn't know what to do. They get Obamacare. They still owe their premiums. Wow, they only have so much of a grace period. Hopefully they realize every month you've got to pay this. Got to pay it. Half of the people enrolled in health exchanges have paid their premiums, but not a lot of people who signed up otherwise. 50% of the consumers who had supposedly enrolled for health care reform missed their payment deadline for January 1st. So then what do you do? Well, then what do? You're stuck. The Affordable Care Act has lots of problems in it, and they're starting to bubble up. We're starting to see them, because there's people that haven't signed up for the health exchanges. There's people that have. There's people who haven't paid their premium now. There seems to be, in general, a lot of confusion. This is the buzz in the backyard. Your health insurance and mine. We are not done talking about it. We're not done talking about it. So it's been kind of spotty with paying these premiums. And I hope they realize eventually you get canceled. Eventually that happens if you don't pay the premium. Maybe somebody forgot to tell some of the people who signed up. When this whole year is over, I want to see what the full tally is for those who signed at the last minute, and those who have been steady all the way through. I bet you there's an interesting curvy line that I could scribble across a chart. I'm just feeling it. Big time. I don't know about you. So votes in the Senate, surprising some people, and other people navigating the choppy, choppy, choppy waters of politics, because everything comes back to the same thing. You know, it was Tip O'Neill that used to say all politics are local. I would say now all politics are strictly about playing up to the people who have to help to get you elected. Whether it's financially dancing for a few suppers or two, or it's other people lending the possibility of more voters by virtue of having you come and appear. I mean, it's out of control what a Senate seat costs, what a congressional seat costs, and this is a big part of the problem. Stay warm, America.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.